Final few minutes of the show. Welcome back. And I haven't had a chance to talk much hoops as Ed's Cavs, his guy, LeBron, throwing up a big number. And
46, I believe, is what he had last night, and it wasn't enough. More reason why LeBron's got to leave and go to Philadelphia.
That's right.
So that he can be part of the process. Trust the process. Trust the process. I'm doing it to mock Stephen A., who is just hilarious when he goes off.
I like Stephen A.
I can't do it the way he does, but it's so funny when he just gets so upset at it.
Stephen A. was interesting today, talking about the fact that he doesn't think LeBron wants to win this series because he doesn't want a sixth NBA Finals loss on his record. Seriously, that's what he said.
And it's easier to fall short and say there wasn't enough there and then leave in free agency?
I may, you know, it's very possibly true. But, you know, I mean, and we've talked about LeBron, the GM, and, you know, and I think that's a really, really interesting point. I mean, the amount of success you have. And again, this was brought up on Stephen A. Smith's show earlier today, right here on ESPN Radio. You know, I think it was a caller who was talking about, and I thought it was such a great point. He said, the worst thing in the world is to be a teammate of LeBron's. Because if you lose, everybody points to you and says it's your fault. LeBron had 40-plus and another triple-double, and they couldn't win. And then if they win, everybody compliments LeBron and says, oh, it's all LeBron. So, I mean, LeBron's that guy right now in the no-lose situation where, you know, he can throw up gaudy personal numbers and say, I've got no help. And then when the help comes through, just takes all the credit for himself.
It's kind of amusing, isn't it?
It's very amusing. And the best part about it is the reason he's got no help is because the best players he had, he drove away.
And he replaced them with inferior players. Right. And he couldn't get a coach in that fit what he wanted.
Oh, it's such a circus. But, yeah, I mean, they're down 0-2 now, and you know, we'll see about what goes on out west.
LeBron's management styles are like Michael Jordan's, except LeBron's playing.
All right, folks, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with a fun Thursday show. See you tomorrow at 5.